Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And we have so much we're going to get to this hour. We get to a little bit more of the Democrats' tightrope they're trying to walk with their normal supporters. It's highly entertaining. We're going to talk about our anti-Christian culture, Christian nationalism. They're ramping that up more and more and more, and they will discuss that. Get to some emails, too. In fact, email the show if you want. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I got an email here. Said Rodeo Houston's the subject line. Because I went last night after I got off the air. I took the wife to a Hank Williams Jr. concert. She said, I saw you and a friend checking in at the restaurant we were at last night at the rodeo and was about to ask for a photo, but you said, go grab the girls, so I didn't want to interrupt date night with your long-suffering wife. Right call, she asks, question mark? Next time I'll just barge over and embarrass you and my own family. Her name is Dee Dee, says I can say her name. Okay, one, it was double date night. Went with my buddy Luis and his wife. My wife, and we went to eat, and then we had Hank Williams Jr. You are always, always, always welcome to just come up and talk to me. I am not the Pope or the royalty or something like that. I'm just a normal dude. You're welcome to come up and say hello. We'll take a picture. And if I'm with the wife, it doesn't bother her. She's taken 1,000 pictures of me with other people. It doesn't bother her at all. You're always welcome to come shake my hand and say hello. It's always, always, always allowed. All right? All right. Now, the tightrope Democrats are walking. Because we've been talking a little bit. I'll just wrap this up about the problems Ilhan Omar is creating for Democrats. The problems Rashida Tlaib is creating. And creating might be too strong of a term. What happened, remember, what happened with the Hamas-Israel invasion, the raid Hamas pulled on Israel, it created a nightmare for Democrats domestically. Forget about internationally. Always forget about that when it comes to the American communist. He doesn't necessarily have a foreign policy other than, oh, America sucks. Oh, you're our enemy? Yeah, we do kind of suck. I'll be your friend because you hate America like I do. That's basically the foreign policy of Democrats now. They don't really deal in foreign policy. They only concern themselves with power domestically. They're domestic enemies. And any kind of foreign conflict is only looked at through the lens of does it help them or hurt them domestically. Does that make sense? So you wake up on the morning of October 7th, Hamas launches this big raid into Israel, killing a bunch of people and torturing and raping people. And you, maybe you got caught up in that emotionally. That would be understandable. A raid like that's brutal to watch. But it's important, again, to understand they didn't. They didn't get involved emotionally. They don't have that tug inside of them. It's not humanly possible. They started looking at it the way they look at everything. How does this affect us domestically? Does this help us hold on to power domestically? Does this hurt us from holding on to power domestically? What does this mean for us in our power? And in something that I probably should have seen coming, but I didn't, this very quickly started eroding some of the Democrat support base in America. Two-thirds of American Jews vote Democrat. They are a huge source of funding for the Democrat Party in this country. If you go look at some of the biggest donors out there. So they're not only a voting base, they're a finance base. Democrats rely on two-thirds of Jews voting for them. They rely on them financing Democrat campaigns. It's just the way it works out. Well, Democrats have also been able to rely on the Muslim vote in America. Muslim Americans, they vote Democrat higher than any other demographic in the country, including black people. Muslim Americans vote Democrat every single time, historically. That is how it's gone every single time. Well, the problem for Democrats, the problem for the Biden White House, for Democrats in this election coming up is the war in Israel, between Israel and Hamas, very quickly came home for them. And it very quickly turned into a religious conflict domestically. And this is why you've seen so much of what you've seen. You have this radical pro-Palestine communist base. The street communists in America are almost overwhelmingly pro-Palestine. It's a genocide, doing that kind of thing. But the Jewish support base of the Democrat Party, they're understandably upset watching their women be tortured and butchered and raped in Israel. And they're not standing with Palestine or Hamas. This has created a nightmare scenario for Democrats. And we've talked about this before, how they're trying to walk the tightrope to hold both of the coalitions together for themselves. No, 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 no. Jews don't go anywhere. I love Israel. Israel, yes. Israel's the best. Whoa, 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 whoa. Muslims, hold on, hold on. No, no, no. We don't want Israel to go too far. Hold on. Here's some more food. And we're against anything bad happening to you. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Jews, come back. Come back. Come back. What happens bad? And you should be able to defend yourself. But the Muslims are leaving again. But don't defend yourself too much. Hold on. Hold on, come. It's been amazing to watch it. I think it's been absolutely hysterical. I've enjoyed every single minute of it, because when communists suffer, I smile. The Biden White House, they're bad at walking the tightrope, because it's probably not a tightrope you can walk, right? Let's be honest. There's a side. You got to pick one. They can't really pick one, so they try to walk it. Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, they haven't walked any tightrope. It was kill all the Jews now. Like, it was immediately, while the White House is walking this tightrope, there's Ilhan Omar shaking the tightrope, trying to shake him off of it behind him. She's creating problems for them. And it's amazing. This is John Kirby being questioned about, hey, Dome was going to give a speech, but then she decided to dial down the speech, and he's having to
On the vice president, there were reports that the National Security Council had asked her to, quote, tone down her speech on Sunday. What can you say about that?
I would point you to what the vice president's spokesperson already said about that story and calling it inaccurate.
Hey, Dome, that speech is a little too heavy on this side. Not heavy enough on this side. This might knock us off the tightrope. Hang on, we got to do some editing. And they got busted editing it for that reason. Hey, Dome, you said we're supporting Israel, but then you snubbed Netanyahu.
In Israel, the vice president's meeting with Gantz was seen as a snub for the Netanyahu government, was it?
The meeting with Minister Gantz, again, was at his request. He is a member of the war cabinet. There is a war going on, and we believed it was a good opportunity to have a discussion with the war cabinet about the way in which we're supporting Israel and the things that we want to see Israel do.
Mm-hmm. Hear that part at the end? We are supporting Israel and what we want Israel to do. We're supporting them, not too much. Hold on, Muslims. So watch, of course, Jewish producer Chris says they need to choose the Jews. He didn't choose that for political, for religious reasons. He says they should choose the Jews because they need the money, and the Muslims won't vote GOP no matter how gay Democrats have become. Well, here's the problem with that, Chris. When Democrats and Republicans imported Muslims en masse into America, for a laundry list of reasons we're not going to go into, they ended up in swing states. Now, Minnesota will set Minnesota aside because it's not a swing state anymore. It's a commie hellhole, and that freaking sucks because it's a beautiful state. But they started piling them into Michigan. Lots and lots and lots of them are into Michigan. There are swing states, and there are swing states. Michigan is a critically important swing state. What I'm saying to you, Chris, is yes, they may need the Jewish donor money. They got to win Michigan. And I don't know if they can win Michigan if the Muslim vote turns against them. I don't disagree. I don't know what they do. Look, it's impossible. They have an impossible task. Again, we're asking, or not asking, but they're attempting to walk a tightrope that probably cannot be walked. It's probably not possible. And the truth is, they probably know that. They understand they're not going to bring every traditional Jewish voter back into the fold, and they understand they're not going to bring every traditional Muslim voter back into the fold. And what they're probably attempting to do is the only thing they can do. Just keep as many of them inside the tent as humanly possible while understanding you're going to lose some. They just are. And it has been amazing to watch. All right. We're going to get to some emails and talk some more about Christian nationalism and lots of other stuff. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. If you miss any part of the show, download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Apparently, Medal of Honor Monday was of particular interest to you last night. I did a little history around that and Saipan, and that was always a good time. Let's talk about something else before we get back to emails and other things. Headline today from The Federalist, criminal attacks on U.S. Christians up 800% in 6 years. We've talked about this a lot, so I'm not going to go into it again and again and again. I'm just going to bring it up every time we see it to try to drive the point home. Here is a reminder for everyone listening. It doesn't matter what you believe. I'm not talking about that. It matters what the communist believes. The communist is a religious zealot. He has a religion. It is communism. Death and destruction is what he believes. The communist does not share space with any other religions. He never has. He never will. It doesn't matter whether it's the Catholic priests being crucified in Spain or the Buddhist monks being burned to death in China. He does not share a nation with competing religions. He will not do it. He will never do it. The communist has been at war for a very, very, very long time with American Christianity for very, very obvious reasons. One being it was the founding religion of the nation. It's also the religion that has the most people in this country that could, if it rose up and found its guts, it could stand up and actually fight off the communist menace in this country politically. If Christians would actually get involved in politics, run for office and vote, the communists could be run out of this country in 10 years. They could be, but they don't. We have a bunch of loser, turn the other cheek dorks in the Christian churches in this country who think that they just have to be nice because hippie Jesus would have been nice. Freaking pathetic. Pathetic. However, the communist is not going to let that go. He wants the Christian church either completely eliminated, or if he can't have that, he wants it silent and neutered while he does what he does. Now, the communist, as we've discussed many times, he doesn't want to let you know. He can't let you know what he's doing. He lies. All communism is based on violence and deception. He must lie at all times. He can't afford to have American Christians realize that they have already declared war on them. He needs American Christians to stay seated in the pews, sitting on their hands. Don't ever get involved. Turn the other cheek. Be a loser. Lose your entire country. He needs the American Christian complacent and calm. But he also has to attack him. So how do you do that? How you do that is you convince the American Christian that, yes, you're against some parts of Christianity, but not your parts of Christianity. No, 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 no. I'm not discussing you or your church or your beliefs. That's fine. I'm only worried about Christian nationalism. And you're not one of those dangerous Christian nationalists, of course. So you don't have anything to worry about. I'm only after Christian nationalism. This is James Tallarico. He's a communist state rep from Austin, Texas. Listen to him. There's a reason they're all talking about this. They're messaging for a purpose.
Christian nationalism is on the rise. 3 years ago, Christian nationalists stormed the U.S. Capitol, killing police officers while carrying crosses. And
pause for a moment. I know that's not the last time you're going to scream, that's a lie. Nobody killed a police officer on January 6th. That's not a thing that happened. That's not my opinion. It's not a left-wing or right-wing opinion. It's just a fact. No police officer was killed on January 6th. The protesters didn't kill any police officers. However, remember, James Tallarico, as he speaks here, remember, he's not speaking to you. He's not even attempting to speak to you. Your liberal Aunt Peggy, she's single. She's had 19 abortions. She has 25 cats. She's on antidepressants and has been for 15 years. She has the emotional stability of a Tasmanian devil. She's an insane person. Yes, I already know you can picture the liberal Aunt Peggy in your life. When James speaks, that's who he speaks to. So I'll let him start over. But again, when he comes out with a lie like that, they murdered police officers carrying crosses, you can roll your eyes and yell it's a lie. And of course, that's correct. It's a lie. And roll your eyes. All that stuff is true. But remember, liberal Aunt Peggy believes it.
Christian nationalism is on the rise. 3 years ago, Christian nationalists stormed the U.S. Capitol, killing police officers while carrying crosses and signs reading Jesus Saves. 2 years ago, Christian nationalists on the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, allowing states like ours to...
Pause for a moment. I'll let him keep going. Notice how the definition of Christian nationalism sure seems to be expanding pretty quickly. First, he let off with the January 6th political prisoners, and he, without missing a beat, called the Supreme Court justices Christian nationalists. Notice how all-encompassing that term is getting. It's almost as if they just want to classify any of their political opponents as Christian nationalists, declare them to be national security threats, and do what they, of course, have been doing, use state power against their political enemies. Surely they wouldn't do such a thing, right? I will let him continue because it's actually very, very, very informative for how these people think. I'll let him continue and then we'll get to some emails and many other things. Now, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to pick up your Pure Talk phone and I want you to text your liberal Aunt Peggy. I want you to text her and I want you to ask her something, just as a little social experiment. Hey, Peggy. How many police officers were killed on January 6th in the Capitol? And I want you to get her answer. And then you will understand how much. You don't have to respond after she does. Then you'll understand exactly what I talk about, the world of make-believe. And look, the truth is, I know your text will go through because Pure Talk's on the same great 5G network as the big guys. You're not sacrificing service when you switch to Pure Talk. In fact, the service is so much better when you lump in customer service. Their customer service team is full of Americans. They hire Americans in America who speak English. To switch to Pure Talk, you'll save a pile of money, by the way. It takes 10 minutes on the phone speaking to an American who will understand you when you speak. Isn't that amazing? Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. They're giving out free brand new Samsung 5G smartphones right now, by the way. #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk. We'll let him finish up next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. You know, I don't think it's very nice. We'll get back to this Christian nationalist talk in a minute. I don't think it's very nice that somebody emailed in and they saw me out with the wife last night and they called her my long-suffering wife. What is that supposed to mean? I think she's the luckiest woman in the history of the world. That's what I think. I think she's the luckiest woman on the planet, and I tell her that all the time. I do. What? I do. That's great. All right, back to this guy. Remember, this is the war on Christianity. They're calling it Christian nationalism to keep American Christians complacent about what's happening. Here we go.
Christian nationalism is on the rise. 3 years ago, Christian nationalists stormed the U.S. Capitol, killing police officers while carrying crosses and signs reading Jesus Saves. 2 years ago, Christian nationalists on the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, allowing states like ours to outlaw abortion even in cases of rape and incest.
Pause for a moment. Remember, that's how the communist message is. Remember, everything's based on deception and violence. Overturning a Roe versus Wade. Notice how he's not up there talking about how he supports abortion all three trimesters, kill it at any time. When he talks about abortion, he makes it about rape and incest, because all communism is based on deception and it's all designed to keep the feminized American Christian in the pew and away from the voting booth.
Let me be very clear. There is nothing Christian about Christian nationalism.
Let me be very clear. I'll let him continue going. See, you just heard what he did. Obviously, he's trying to keep the Christians calm. There's nothing Christian about it. That's a communist. Never. What's our rule? You know it. You know it by now. What's our rule? Never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, let the communist use your values against you. Whatever your beliefs are, you have values. I know you do. You have endless listening options. You're listening to me right now. You could listen to anything you want. You're listening to me. You have a value system. He does not share your value system at all. In fact, he doesn't really have a value system. It's just about power and destruction and destroying things. Now, what that does is it gives him freedom. He has freedoms you don't have because you have a code, a moral code. It also gives him the freedom to co-opt your value system and use it against you because he doesn't have one at all. Do not let the communist use your values against you. Ever, 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 ever. He's only doing it to destroy you.
It is the worship of power. political power, social power, economic power in the name of Christ. And it is a betrayal of Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus never asked us to kill police officers. Jesus never asked us to ban books, silence teachers, or defund schools. All he asked was that we love...
I'll let him continue in a moment. I just want to pause on that for a moment. Jesus never asked that we ban books. That human being wants to show your second grader pornography. Let's be clear about what the communist wants. The, quote, banned books that have happened, it's pornography for children, young children. This human being wants to show your child pornography, and he's making it about Jesus that you want to stop him. Do you see how they work? Do you see what they do? And then I love how he finishes up. I'll even rewind it just a quick second. I love how he finishes this up. Man alive, does he understand perfectly well the current state of the American church.
God never asked us to ban books, silence teachers, or defund schools. All he asked was that we love thy neighbor, not just our Christian neighbors, not just our straight neighbors, not just our male neighbors. We are called to love all of our neighbors.
There he is. The American communist has a religion, and I promise you it's not yours. And I promise you he's after you. If you have a belief system that is not communism, you are viewed by him as your enemy, as his enemy, I should say. And they plan on doing something about it. Headline: criminal attacks on U.S. Christians up 800% in 6 years. There's a reason, as we've discussed many times before, the elites talk like this. They get up on the steps, they give a press conference, they give speeches like this. The elite communist scum speaks, and the street communist scum acts. The street communists at home, that nutball tranny activist with a bunch of rings in his face and green hair, sitting in his basement, he hears this dork James Tallarico talk, and he hears marching orders. And so he makes a Molotov cocktail in his mommy's basement, and he goes out to firebomb a church. That's how American communism currently works, and that's why Christians need to step up before it's too late. Do not let them use your values against you, all right? All right. We'll get to some stuff about illegals and the country kind of turning on us a little bit and other stuff. I want to get to some emails first. Jesse, what do you think of Trump picking a Jewish person for VP? I believe we've never had a Jewish president, and it would put the left in a quandary. How about producer Chris for VP? If he can work for you, he should be able to handle a tough boss like Trump. The pay is probably better too. I don't have an issue with him picking a Jewish person as VP. Is there one out there is there a prominent one out there that I'm not aware of that he even could? I guess, you know, here's the problem. I'm uncultured and uneducated, and oftentimes I don't know what people are. I don't know. All right, I'm going to tell you something. All right, I'm going to throw it out there. The name Shapiro is a Jewish name, obviously. It's a name you hear many Jewish people have, the name Shapiro. Up until probably 10 years ago, so most of my adult life, well into my 30s, I thought Shapiro was an Italian name, and I thought anybody named Shapiro was Italian. So I lots of times just don't know what people are. It's never been, it's just not something that I worry about, right? It's just not something I concern myself with. So unless you tell me what you are, I really don't care. It's just not something I find interesting. I just don't find it interesting. So who is the most prominent, Jewish producer Chris had to step out for a doctor's appointment, so Michael's here. Michael, who's the most prominent Jewish Republican, congressman, senator, governor? Is there one that I'm not thinking of? There have to be a bunch of them, right? Are we missing some Jews? Do we need some Jews? Are we missing some Jews? I feel like there are many, and we're just not thinking of them right now. I'll tell you what, I'll look it up during the break. Anyway, let's get to some more emails. Hey, Jesse, See, this is the reason the show is so offensive. I don't know. I was raised talking like this. We just always had open conversations about this stuff. And today, no one's allowed to talk about it. I can already see the emails people are sending in. Remember, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. If I've said something wildly offensive to you, you're welcome to email in. But do remember, I don't care. I'll probably read your email on the air and laugh at you. It doesn't bother me. I understand. I'm naturally offensive. I can't help it. Jesse, I believe the reason for the flood of illegals is to bring another 9/11 event so the government can declare martial law, suspend the Constitution, confiscate firearms, and personal food storage. Oof. Okay. Let's discuss that. Is there a plan to bring about martial law? Is that why they're doing all this? Don't mock. Let's talk. That rhymed. Boom. How about that? Gosh, that was awesome. It's because, you know why? It's because I took my chalk again today. When I take my chalk, I take a male vitality stack with my breakfast every single day. And so my mind operates on super speed. Whereas someone like Michael, his mind operates really slowly. It hardly operates at all. But mine is like, I want you to think of my mind as being the Flash and his as being Rosie O'Donnell. That's the difference, because I'm taking a male vitality stack from chalk. Remember, fellas, your T levels are not about making babies. That's a nice benefit. It's about your mind, your energy, your focus. Look, I noticed the difference in less than a month. Take a male vitality stack for 90 days. They have a big mega March discount right now. Or a female vitality stack for you ladies. 90 days. If you don't notice a difference in your mind, in your energy, cancel. I want you to. So does Chalk. And they make it easy. It's not complicated to cancel. Cancel it after 90 days. Try it. You'll probably never stop. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse is how you get the Mega March discount. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. Let's talk about this next 9/11 event. Next. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, reminding you that you can download a podcast of the show. The iHeartRadio app is free. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. We're going to get to some emails before we talk about illegals and things like that. In fact, this email is kind of about that. The guy said he believes the reason to flood the illegals into the country is to bring about another 9/11 so the government can declare martial law and suspend the Constitution and confiscate firearms and things like that. Okay, so let's deal with part of this. All right, first, the United States government, the communists who run America's government, they would love to take away your guns. They would. They would love to. Then they could just hurt you whenever they wanted. And that's what communists love to do. Comply or die. That's kind of how communists think. However, I'm going to tell you something. And we've talked about it before, but let's just have a chat here. The American private citizen does not truly understand how armed America is. America's private citizens own more guns and ammunition than every single law enforcement agency and every single branch of the military combined by orders of magnitude. It's not like it's a close thing. There is simply no way for these people to legitimately attack 100 million armed people. Think about that. And you can say to yourself, most of those people aren't trained or this or that, and that's true. But still, 100 million monkeys with a rifle in their hands is a freaking problem. In fact, it's an impossible problem that they cannot possibly deal with using exclusively force. Let me tell you something else. And this is the worst kept secret in the world, but it's the truth. They call January 6th an insurrection, and you know that's ridiculous, and you know that's crazy, and it is. It was not an insurrection. It's insane to call anything like that. But the most insane thing about calling January 6th an insurrection was, if armed Americans decided to actually have one, It could not be stopped. And I know immediately you're thinking right now, oh, what about all the Secret Service agents and military units in and around D.C.? I'm sure they have fighter planes and bombs and yep, they sure do. They have all that. And all those things would be wiped out in a day if armed Americans actually decided they wanted to have an insurrection. Thankfully, we do not. Thankfully, that's not a thing that Americans currently want, because then that sparks off a horrible, ugly war. What I'm trying to explain is they're not going to forcefully confiscate your guns, at least not yet. Of course, they want to do that one day. That's why they're always trying to do a gun registry here and just trying to register. I'm just trying to baby step their way into it. But they know they can't. Believe me, the powers that be have sat down and gamed this out and thought about this. Why do you think they talk about guns so passionately and so much? It is the thing that drives the American communist crazy. When he looks lovingly on Stalin or Mao or any of these other communist figures and the total control they had and how many people they murdered and how they can do whatever they want, he looks on those guys and he longs for that power, and he understands, the American communist understands, he doesn't have that power because of how many guns you have. He doesn't. They know it. They know it. If you truly wanted to have an insurrection, and do not have one of those, remember, legal and local is how we will win. Legal and local. It's very, 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 very difficult. In fact, mostly impossible to kill your way out of a problem. People love to try to, they've tried it a million times throughout history, trying to kill their way out of problems. And don't get me wrong, it's been done. Very, very difficult to do that. We need to stay legal. We need to stay local. But the American private citizen, the armed American private citizen, is the largest, most powerful army on planet Earth. They understand that in the government. All right. So no, they're not going to confiscate guns. Now, is that why they're flooding the country with illegals? Are they flooding the country with illegals because they want some huge 9/11 style event? Well, let me answer that question this way. Maybe. And here's what I mean. They're flooding the country with illegals because there is no downside to them doing it. Is it just going to fill up their districts with more people they'll count in the census so they can keep congressional seats? Yep, it's that. That's a good thing for them. Is it watering down American culture? Fill up this country with millions of people who don't place any value on freedom or America or our history. Does that benefit Democrats? Of course it does. They would live and die for that. So that's a benefit to them. If some gigantic terrorist attack happens because of someone they let across the border, they'll find a way for that to benefit them too. What I'm trying to explain is, no, I do not believe there is a grand plan where they sat down in a smoke-filled room with soundproofing on the windows and they came up with a plan to import terrorists into the country so they can murder a bunch of us. I don't believe that that's the plan. However, I don't necessarily believe that's not the plan. Meaning, hey, if that happens, not the end of the world, right? We'll be able to work it out here. Whenever people panic, when people are scared, we'll be able to gain so much more power for ourselves. That's right, Michael. Never let a good crisis go to waste. What I'm saying is, by opening up the border, the American communist looks at a wide open border and people who hate the country flooding into it, and he sees no downside. Because there isn't one for them. No matter what, fill up the country with people who hate it. Remember, people who hate the country, that's the entire Democrat voting base. It's just various malcontent groups who are mad about this or mad about that and mad about this. So you fill up the country with more malcontents, and it's only beneficial to you. Unless you're actually the one who physically dies on the terrorist attack or the latest murder or rape on the subway. Unless you're the one who actually dies, you just benefit from all this. It doesn't hurt you at all. All right. Let me talk to you about something before we move on. We'll recap. We'll cap this illegal immigration talk here in a minute. And we want to talk about the CDC, a couple other things, Marco Rubio, some others. Let's talk about pain relief. We are going to make fun of, look, I mean, these are the people These are the people who run the medical institutions in this country.
We need to see everyone get an updated flu shot and an updated COVID vaccine. We also shared on Friday.
She's promoting the 10th booster shot. Number 10. Those are our medical institutions. We need to find natural ways. Natural ways. That's what Relief Factor is all about. We have pains. That just happens with life. Muscles and joints and feet and neck and back. We have pain. It comes. We need natural ways to fight it. Relief Factor is a drug-free, all-natural way to deal with life's aches and pains. It works. They're so confident it works, they sell three-week quick start kits for $19.95. That's it. Take it for 3 weeks. You'll never stop. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. All right? 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. A whole hour left. Hang up.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.